We continue Pilchas Pesach, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, Kedusha Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin. Kain Shemask Livdaik. Before one does begins the actual B'tikas Chametz Yivarach, he should make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Abir Chara Abir Chum. And one forgot to make the bracha, and he began B'tikas Chametz without making the bracha, he could continue as long as he didn't finish doing the B'dikas Chametz. If he remembers after the B'dikas Chametz, some suggest that he should make the bracha the next morning by Sreifus Chametz. Some say that if you only want to make the bracha by Sreifus Chametz, you shouldn't use Shem Malchus. What many suggest is just continue doing some more B'dikas Chametz. Check more, and then you can make a bracha. We don't make a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz, and there are many reasons given. The Be'er Heitev says, since the B'dika is connected to the Yontif, and by the Seder we're going to make a Shechiyanu, the Shechiyanu is for the B'dikas Chametz as well. Another reason is because the B'dikas Chametz does not have a very specific time. As we will learn, if one does B'dikas Chametz, if one can't do B'dikas Chametz that night, he does it earlier. Another reason the Rajbah suggests is by doing B'dikas Chametz, there's actually a level of dissatisfaction that we're destroying and throwing away good Chametz. And something that comes with dissatisfaction, we don't make a bracha, Shechiyanu. Another pshat that the Avodram gives is the B'dika is only the beginning of a process, and we don't make a bracha on something which is the beginning of a process, which is not the full mitzvah. And another pshat that the Meiri suggests is the B'dika is not a mitzvah for itself. It's only a way to fulfill the obligation of Bayiro, Bayimotzim. And therefore, we don't make a bracha on something which is not an exact mitzvah. I did see that some that suggest, the Bnei Soscha suggests, that on Purim, when we make a Shechiyanu on Purim by night and Purim by day, we should also have in mind that is going to be, we begin now in earnest cleaning our homes for Pesach. That Shechiyanu should be on the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz in our homes. Even though we're not burning the Chametz at night, we still say the Bracha Abir. Right after B'dika, we're going to be Rivatel Chametz Sheni Yidula. Any Chametz that we're not aware of, we nullify. And that is the way we're destroying the Chametz that we're not aware of. One should not do any interruption from the bracha till he begins the B'dikas Chametz. And if he does interrupt by saying something which is not relevant to B'dikas Chametz, the Mishnah Berurah says he has to make the bracha again. The best would be that during the entire duration of the B'dikas Chametz, there should be no interruptions, only things that are relevant to the B'dikas Chametz. But here, the halacha would be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if somebody did interrupt the middle of the B'dikas Chametz with non-B'dikas Chametz subject issues, he doesn't make the bracha again. If one goes to the bathroom during B'dikas Chametz, he should say Ashi Yotzar. And if somebody hears a bracha, he should answer Amen to that bracha during B'dikas Chametz. Yochel livdai kam b'batim. One could do B'dikas Chametz on many homes, but bracha achas with one bracha. There's a big discussion amongst the Paiskim if going from home to home is considered a hefsek. Some say if they're right next to each other, it's not a hefsek. Some say any interruption, any walking is a hefsek. Most are of the minig that if you made a bracha and you had in mind that it should be for a number of homes, one bracha is sufficient. If somebody is not going to be doing B'dikas Chametz themselves, there are going to be other people helping him. All the people should be there when he makes the bracha of B'dikas Chametz, and he should have in mind all of these people, all of those people should be yotze with his bracha. If one of the people that's going to be hearing the bracha is going to be traveling a distance to do the bedikas chametz in a different home, he should at least do some bedikas chametz here where he is, in order that the bracha should be, the bedikah that he's doing should be right after the bracha, and then even if afterwards there's an interruption till he gets to where he's going, it wouldn't be an issue. Sif ches. Yesh na'agim shekoyne bedikah. There are many that have the minig before bedikas chametz. B'nichem petise lechem mekoy mashim tzim abodik. He puts them, they put out pieces of bread where the person who's doing bedikas chametz will find them. Kechoshim, for there is a concern, shem lo yimtzu klum. Maybe the person who's doing bedikas chametz won't find anything. And then it'll turn out that the bracha that was made was a bracha levetala. Pshita mishen abodik karoi. But it's also obvious, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that somebody doesn't do the bedikas chametz properly. The entire bedikas chametz is just to gather together the pieces of bread, like kia mitzvah bedika. He hasn't properly fulfilled the mitzvah bedika, and he made a bracha lebetala. There are different menhagim who puts out the bread. Some say that the person himself is doing the bedikas chametz should put out the bread. The minig is that other people put out the bread, and like that, it becomes a more of a way that he's going to have to do bedikas chametz because he's going to have to look for the bread. Particularly if the person knows where the bread is, then there's a question, is this considered a real bedikas chametz? The Arizal says the minig is to put out 10 pieces of bread, and it's appropriate that each piece of bread should be less than the kazayis, should be less than a kazayis, because if at the end you don't find one of the pieces of bread, if the pieces of bread is less than a kazayis, there is no issur by yirah. But on the other hand, if you combine all 10 pieces of bread, there should be at least a kazayis, because if it's less than a kazayis, we're doing bedikas chametz, and we're putting out the bread because we want to have real amount of chametz to make sure that the bedikas chametz is being done on. Less than a kazayis is not a bedikas, is not a proper amount. So therefore, each piece should be less than a kazayis, but when you combine all the pieces, there should be a kazayis. Siftes, chametz shemishai lachilo mechira, the chametz that he's left over, that he's going to eat after bedikas chametz, or he's going to sell after bedikas chametz, yiniach kaidim abdika, should be put away before bedikas chametz, mokam hamashumar hetev, in a place that it was properly not going to be tampered with. And if that piece of bread sort of disappears, then bedikas chametz will have to be done a second time. And he should also do bittel chametz again. If somebody looks for that bread and can't find it, the assumption could be, says the Magen Avraham, that it must have been somebody wanted to eat the bread and just took it and ate it. Unless it's in a place, says the Magen Avraham, where there's a need to be concerned that children may have taken it, and then a greater obligation to look for it kicks in. The chametz that's found during the bedikas chametz, the tzarchel sarfel machan, and will be burnt tomorrow. Yiniach b'makom meshuma mekusher, should be put away safely. Shlo yavim menashon, get lost. Yinichu b'makom shirei lemachar, it should be put in a place where you'll remember and you'll find it tomorrow. And you won't forget to burn it. Sif Yud. Acha b'dika. After b'dika, miyad yivatel, immediately you should do bittel chametz. And the reason for it, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is the midaraisa b'dika alone is satisfactory. Because if you did b'dikas chametz, and even if there is still chametz, and you don't know about it, there's no bayirah bayimatz on it. But Chazal were concerned that maybe chas v'shalom, during Pesach, you'll find a nice piece of bread, a nice piece of cake, and you'll hold on to it before you burn it. And for that time that you'll hold on to it, chas v'shalom, you will be over by yirah by your matzah. But if you say now that any chametz that you know or don't know about, you're being mevatel, you save himself that problem, because the chametz that even chas v'shalom that is found, halachically, is not yours. Vika bittel belev. And bittel is primarily accomplished with what we think. Shiyigma b'libay, that you decide, shechol chametz shebrishusay, any chametz that I may own, harei ku'ilenu, it's as if I don't have it anymore. Then a choshev klum, and it has no value to me. Break my offer, and it's like dust. Kudavashem by tzara klal, something I have absolutely no need for. V'tikna chachamim, the Chazal instituted shiyotzi dvarim ilo gam b'piv. And not just should you think, but the oimer you should say, kochamir, misheni day perushai, and if somebody doesn't know what kol chamira means, yomer b'loshen umevin, he should say it in any language that he understands. And what it means to say is kocham sar any leaven, because chametz or anything chametz shebrishusi that's in my possession, shloi reisa v'loi ba'artiv, that I didn't see or burn, a bottle should be nullified, the hefker ownerless, the chosh of kafar aretz, it should be considered like the dust of the ground. One should say this 3 times, and it's appropriate that not only should you, the man of the home say it, but everybody should be there to hear this bittul chametz. Sifir Aleph. Abi shebittul chametz b'layil lacha b'dika. Even though bittul chametz was on at night after b'dika's chametz, b'komakum gam b'yoyim, still by day, l'ach shesarf esoy, after you burn the chametz, yach sevi v'atlena, you should do bittul chametz again, v'yichl kol chametz, and include all chametz you may own, v'yoyimer, kol chamir v'chamirei, oy b'loshin shumevim, again, in any language that you should understand, you should say, Kosar v'chametz shebrishusi, anything that's in my possession, shreisav v'shloi reisav, shebe'artav v'shloi be'artav, that I saw or didn't see, that I burnt or didn't burn, a bottle, it should be nullified, v'hefker ownerless, v'koshev kafar aretz, should be like the dust of the land. There are many minhagim regarding sreifas chametz. The minig, the Gross says this, the Ramal really says it, is to burn it. Because the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that the only way to be mekayim, to fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu, of completely burning, eliminating the chametz, is by burning it. And therefore we want to do it the proper way. It should also be burnt by day. Just like noiser, if somebody had leftover meat from a carbon, the mitzvah is to burn it. There are those that suggest to burn it later versus earlier, because if it's food and it's good food, it shouldn't be destroyed until it's no longer permissible to eat it. Others suggest in Mechas Chinuch that this mitzvah tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh, and the zman is b'shar chamishis, the 5th hour. When you throw it into the fire, Rav Moshe Sternberg in the Tshuva Sanahaga says, you should make sure to see it's completely consumed until it's not edible, not walk away before. Also, the Deborah Tzinarov and Rav Shlomo Zalman both are of the opinion that one shouldn't pour on it any flammable that makes it inedible, because you want to burn chametz that's edible, not something which is nifsal mechilas chametz. Some suggest, the Mechas Chinuch says, that if you don't have any chametz to burn, you should buy chametz to be able to fulfill this once a year mitzvah. At the time of burning chametz, all of the chametz that you have at home should be already either have been discarded or put away, sold. There should be no more chametz available at the time when you go to burn the chametz. The mitzvah, this bittul chametz that we just spoke about, should only be said after you do the sreifas chametz, because you want to do sreifas chametz on chametz that you own. If this chametz is not yours anymore because you were mafker it, then you're not doing the mitzvah tashbisu on the chametz that you owned. And of course, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should be careful to do this burning before shor shishis, because that's at that point chametz is also ready. Sif yabez chedesh tzorech b'dikas chametz roitzel asoysa oitzer, and there's a room that has that b'dikas chametz, but now you want to make it into a warehouse. Pirish, shroitz letz b'toch ha-peris ha-eitzim shod dvorim. You want to store their fruits, woods, other things. Shemach mazal ha-yuchel le-vetkoi. And because of that, you won't be able to check that room. Kishigil le'el abra'asa. When the time for b'dikas chametz come, you won't be able to check the room. Tzarech liv d'tchilas ha-chametz sham b'layla. First, you should do b'dikas chametz in that room at night. K'may shabaitkom ha-chametz le'el abra'asa. Like we do b'dikas chametz in a room the night before Pesach. even if there's much time till Pesach. V'fil miyad al ha-Pesach sh'over, even the day after Pesach. B'di'evid, however, im le'batka kodem sh'asa oitzer, if you didn't check that room before you made it into a closet or warehouse, im datu lefnoisei kodem sh'igez ma'abdikas chametz, if it is your intention to clear out that room before the night of b'dikas chametz, and it's tzarich l'tzarich at lefnoisei le'vodka, that you don't have to check it now. Avam datu lefnoisei b'tochim mei Pesach, if you intend to use that place during Pesach, tzarich lefnoisei at le'vodka. So now you should clear it and check it. V'apish yesh tzarich rav, even though it's very time-consuming v'chasar and kis, and it may cost money. But if it's going to be a room that's going to be opened on Pesach, and it's a room that there may be chametz in, it has a requirement to do bedikas chametz in that room. Sif Yud Gimel. Vim also, however, if you made it into a warehouse, Moshe Tzoytza Dach Loilof Naisach Alach Pesach, you have no intention to clear it out till after Pesach. Azay Yesh Chilik Bezman. Now there's a new halacha. Imu Kodesh Shlosh Yom Shnei Pesach. If you did this when it's still more than 30 days before Pesach, ain't tzarich levodka, you don't have to do bedikas chametz. Elam yesh sham chametz yidua, unless there's chametz there, yevaru tchila, first burn it. Yoel abitl, but if not, yoel abitl shivatl koel chametz v'zmanoi. When we'll do bitl chametz, the night of Pesach, by bedikas chametz and by shreifas chametz, that will be adequate. Avol m'toch shosh yom shlifnei Pesach, but if it's already within 30 days of Pesach, chalalov chi bedika. So now there already is an obligation to do bedikas chametz because kivin sheshal v'darsh mehilchas Pesach kanal Pesach shloshim yoyim. Once it's within 30 days of Pesach, we have to begin learning hilchas Pesach. But tzarich levodka and therefore bedikas chametz is required. But feel b'di'evet shachach v'le'batkoi, and even if somebody forgot and didn't do bedikas chametz, tzarich lefanas as oitzer, one has to clear it out. Levodkoi b'layla, that you have to do bedikas chametz as night. Take a lach shniska as soon as you remember what the situation is. This question comes up. People who go away for Pesach, do they have to do, and they sell their whole home in the mechiras chametz, do they have to do bedikas chametz? The best thing is they should leave one room that they're not selling and do bedikas chametz in that room. If they're coming to somewhere for Pesach, they're coming to parents' home for Pesach, they don't really have an obligation to do bedikas chametz because this is not their home. There are those that suggest, the Baal Shem Tov says this already, that they should make a kinyan, take ownership of the room that they're in for the duration of Yontif, if they're there the night of bedikas chametz. Like that, since that room becomes theirs, they have a chiv to do bedikas chametz on that room. If there are those that are concerned, because it doesn't really become their room, and therefore they suggest if they want to do bedikas chametz that night, and they want to do bedikas chametz in the room that they will be staying in, what they should do is that they should stand together with the person in whose home they're staying, and when he makes the bracha on the bedikas chametz, the bracha that we said about earlier, abeya chametz, they should be yoytza with his bracha. People who are in a dormitory, boys or girls who stay in a dormitory, they should do bedikas chametz on their closets and their chests before they go away from school for yontif. And even if they're doing bedikas chametz the night of bedikas chametz, they still should not make a bracha. And as far as the rest of the building, rest of the dormitory, not which is not their private place, private closet, chest, etc., that they can rely on the yeshiva, on the school, or wherever that they're in, that they have the obligation to do bedikas chametz on those areas.